National Teacher Appreciation Week was last week. Oops. Mark me tardy, but there are dozens of ag teachers across Illinois who deserve recognition, including this fella.
My name is Kent Weber. I'm the ag teacher at Seneca High School.
A lot of history in that little town between Morris and Marseilles along the Illinois River.
We were one of two locations in America where they built LSTs, landing ship tanks. They floated them down the Illinois, went across the ocean, and landed on the beaches of Normandy. So I like to think that this community helped win World War II.
Kent Weber has been the ag teacher at Seneca for a while.
This is my 34th year of teaching, and it is my final year, so I'm wrapping up. I have a teaching partner, Jeff Meyerhofer, who has been teaching with me for 33 of those years.
Of the 400 students at Seneca High School, 170 are in the ag program.
Most of our students do not live on a farm and do not come from a production background.
And they all don't wind up working on farms or even in agriculture.
Every year, we have great students that amaze me when they go out. We've had several that have become veterinarians. One young lady went over to Europe, and she was actually working with animals and trying to find cures for the coronavirus. We've got kids that work for John Deere that are computer programmers, that are engineers, doctors. We've got accountants. Every industry out there, they're learning how to talk, how to get in front of people, and how to speak.
Yeah, our buddy the Big O credits his legendary broadcasting career to what he learned in FFA speaking contests. 34 years is a long time, and Kent Weber says he has seen a lot of changes.
The advancement in genetics, when I started teaching, a good year was 150 bushels of corn, and in 30 years, we're almost double that. Now we need to do it again. We need to double it again in the next 30 years so we can feed the people on this earth.
Well, best of luck to you, and thank you, Kent Weber, as well as to all the ag teachers and FFA advisors who are growing the next generation of leaders who will change the world. From the farm to your belly, today's National Shrimp Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.